Hello, I'm here with April Wiseman, an old school friend. Oh my goodness, I have some funny memories of life with her when I was younger. Anyway, and she is rocking it out in the real estate business. She has been a realtor for less than 2 years, but she's already hit multi-million dollar producer, right? Mm-hmm. Selling, I think, over 4.6 million in last year. Mm-hmm. That's really cool. That's a great accomplishment. And I love stories like hers because we are young, but we are a little bit older than we used to be.
We're not spring chickens anymore.
Speak for yourself. No, I'm just kidding. But it's just so empowering to hear that you can take on a new career later on in life and still do great at it. So that's very encouraging. As I'm doing this new thing myself, I love it. So I love hearing stuff like this. So April, tell me a little bit about how you got started in real estate and how it evolved.
So I started in real estate after I had my youngest child. I guess he was probably about three at that point. I'd finished my bachelor's degree, and I really just didn't know where to go from there. I didn't want to go back to working in healthcare like I was. I was just overwhelming, and yeah. I felt like I just couldn't.
The season was over.
Yes. So my husband has several rental houses, and he likes to buy very cheap houses, and he couldn't find a realtor that would give him the time of day because they weren't making much commission on the houses that he was buying. And So he asked me to get my real estate license to help him. Okay. So I did, and
great wife. You're such a good wife.
Yeah. And I haven't helped him much since then.
No, you have.
He told me the other day that he needed to find a new realtor because I don't have time for him.
Well, you're helping. It just maybe not in the initial way.
Yeah, this is not the best market for him to find cheap houses, but we do find them still. We find one every once in a while.
Well, and you're making that money, so it's fine. You're helping him. Okay.
Yeah, he's perfectly okay. He's perfectly fine with it.
Speaking of the market, it is kind of hard to find houses right now that aren't kind of overpriced or have like a thousand bids on them and have to go over.
Yes. So I think people think houses are overpriced, and I agree with that. I see houses all the time, and I'm like, I would not pay that for this house. But a house is only worth what someone's willing to pay for it.
I love that you said that.
If somebody's willing to pay $100,000 more than you think it's worth, then that's what it's worth.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
And interest rates have gone down significantly. So
that's true.
Really, in the grand scheme of things, you're probably actually paying less than you would have if the house was cheaper and the interest rate was higher.
Okay, that's a good positive note.
You have to look at it. There's a graph. I don't have it memorized, but it actually shows that math about how you come out ahead with a lower interest rate and paying a little bit higher for the home.
Oh, well, that's encouraging. So, because I know there's a lot of people right now that are moving here and, you know, they're looking for stuff and maybe they're not finding what, you know, because they're maybe thinking about it the other way. But you're saying, hey, it's all right. You'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Especially if you get locked in one of those low rates. Okay. So, any advice on your woman and safety? Like you're showing houses. Yes.
So it's
by yourself, yes. Probably, right?
So that's like one of the biggest issues.
Okay.
There have been realtors, women, and even men that have been attacked at open houses.
Okay. But we don't want to live in fear, so no. We just be proactive.
So I took a safety course the other day.
Oh, you did? Cool. Okay.
It was online, but the biggest thing was, you know, never be by yourself with someone that you don't know.
Okay.
So anytime that I have a showing appointment with someone that I don't know,
okay,
I take my husband with me.
Okay.
When I have open houses, my parents, I don't ask them to do this, but they always randomly show up.
Oh, that's good.
I think I told my mom one too many stories, and she's scared to death, so she'll just randomly, her
pop
and my
in.
Stepdad will just randomly pop in.
That's good.
I think having some sort of security on you, you know, whether it be your phone that you have in your pocket or
mace, maybe.
Yes, mace.
Gun.
Yeah, definitely a gun, a knife, anything that you are comfortable with carrying on you and you know how to use. Even the eye watches. Is that what they call?
I'm not an iPhone. I'm technology.
So the, I get
like a tracker, like on your phone maybe or something.
So if you fall, you know, or anything, it will alert.
Oh, that's
alert
a good point.
The alert will come up, and it, if you don't, you know, hit press a button within so many seconds.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know.
It will call the police. And your iPhone, even, if you press the side button, I think, 3 times in a row, it will call your emergency contact, and then it will call 911 for you. So
oh,
you
gosh.
Have to be aware of, you know, all of those.
I need an iPhone. I have an Android. I need an iPhone.
There may be something on the Android that I'm not aware of.
Okay.
You just have to research it. There's a lot of safety tools out there, but the biggest thing is don't go somewhere with someone that you don't know. I mean, you have to protect yourself at all times.
That's
so,
a good point.
I mean, my husband will go and sit in the car. Sometimes he comes with me. He's like my little home inspector, so it never hurts to have him around because he's bought a lot of houses and he knows what to look for.
Yeah.
So, and I always, my motto is, when I go into a home, I'm going to show you what's wrong with the house before I show you what's right with the house.
Okay.
So if there are issues, I don't want you to have to pay for a home inspection and us to get 2 weeks into a contract for you to find out something that I could have shown you on day one. And we could have saved everybody a lot of time and headache and money.
Well, it's kind of integrity. I feel like that's very good. That's like you're doing what you would want somebody to do
yes.
for you.
Yes, mm-hmm. And so when my husband's there, you know, he can see those things as well. So it's helpful to have him around, but I just try not to go anywhere with someone I don't know by myself.
And then to let people know where you are going and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like maybe check in.
Those
are great tips. Thank you for sharing those because I think those are important reminders. And I definitely learned something. So what, you're with Cry Leak. Did
Cry
I say
Lake.
That?
Cry Leak.
Okay, Cry Leak. And you service a lot of the areas around here.
Mm-hmm.
You're all over.
Yeah, really just about anywhere in East Tennessee. I actually had a showing in Cosby a couple weeks ago. I mean, way out there. I've learned that I need a gun and 4-wheel drive. That's what I learned on that excursion.
Okay. Always learning. This is good.
Yes, I'm always learning something. But I go pretty far out. You know, I'd say within an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Okay. So if anybody's looking for a realtor, I would suggest her. She's super sweet and knowledgeable and helpful. And she'll treat you like kind of how she would want to be treated, I think, so,
mm-hmm.
which is good. She wants to be treated good, so that's good. anything else you want to add, or?
I think as women, when we run our own businesses, it can be such a balancing act, and it's a little difficult. I'm sure you know, when, especially when you have kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hard to balance everything, and so I think everybody needs to find that balance. I'm probably struggling a little bit myself. My house is a wreck. You know, when you see people that look like they have it all together, usually something in their life is they're struggling a little bit with.
Yeah.
Mine is my house, my laundry. You know, so don't be too hard on yourself. I think everybody, just find something you love doing, and I think everything will fall into place. You'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Everybody has
like a learning
adjustment phases, and eventually things just work themselves out, but you have to make time for what you love. I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah, it's a process. Everything's a process. It's like a spiral staircase,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yes.
And we learn as we go, and sometimes we learn what doesn't work, and sometimes we learn what does work, and we just got to keep putting one foot in front of the other and just go for it. You know what? And maybe, you know, it leads you in a different direction, but as long as you're pursuing stuff that you think you love or that brings you joy and that you feel like it's a good fit for your personality and things like that, then you can't really go wrong with it.
Yeah,
and
I read something the other day. It said that what everybody thinks the road to success looks like, and you know, and it's
yes.
just a straight
No, it's not.
No, that's just not like that at all.
Not at all.
There's a lot of curves.
Yes, there's a lot of curves. And you know what? You can be successful in one area, and then maybe you don't feel like you're challenged anymore, so you decide to go after something else. And mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like that's kind of how both of us have been. We've both been successful in past careers, and we try something new. I mean, we're open to trying different things and learning. So, I mean, because I know that me personally, like, I had, you know, a successful career, and now I'm starting something different because I just felt like it was kind of the end of that season.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it is weird to, like, because you feel like you're going backwards, but in a way you're going forwards. It's just that spiral staircase is just kind of tricky sometimes. And it's fun because, you know, you'll just see where it goes. But don't beat yourself up over the laundry. I feel like it's never caught up. I mean, I'm always doing laundry all the time, 24/7. But you're right. People, everybody has something that, like, you know, you may look at them and think, oh, their life's perfect. But, you know, everybody has stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so just maybe be kind and compassionate and try to think about that before you just judge people on stuff. So, well, thank you so much for joining me today. It's so good to see you. And if you have any questions, or you're looking for a home, or do you do rentals too? Or
we have,
because you said your husband
has a rental company, and I do have some rentals of my own. So they're all full right now, but I actually have one coming open.
You do? Okay, where's it at?
In Oak Ridge.
Okay.
It is a 3-bedroom. It will be a 3-bath. We're finishing one of the other bathrooms. So
okay, cool.
Fairly big.
That's good to know. Okay, awesome. Okay, all right. Well, you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks.